filled up like 3 times.
That's Olivia, a 7th grader. She and her fellow summer science campers are making rockets out of film canisters, water, and Alka-Seltzer. For 3 days, the campers do activities that help them learn biology, chemistry, and geology. And thanks to a grant, it's all free of charge.
I've been having a lot of fun. Learning the science is really cool because I like science. I've been to the regional science fair 3 times now.
Susan Johnson helped create the Ball State Camp. She's the associate dean of the university's biology department. Johnson says that in addition to making a fun experience for the kids, it's meant to show these young girls that they themselves can be scientists and to dispel some preconceived notions about the profession.
So this morning we talked about who is a scientist. A lot of people still have the idea that a scientist is a man in a white lab coat who wears glasses, who has pens in his pocket, who is not very social, and isn't the sort of person that you would ever want to have dinner with. You know, we're trying to break down that idea.
According to the National Science Foundation, at the college level, about 23% more men than women intend to major in STEM fields as freshmen. By the time those students graduate and enter the STEM career field, the divide is even greater, with men outnumbering women nearly 2.5 times over.
We did a pre-assessment asking girls things like, I like learning about science. And everybody said yes. On statements like, I'm good at science. And there were lots of not sures. And so it's the self-efficacy sort of thing. They can do the science perfectly well, but they don't all have that confidence in themselves.
Catherine Hill with the American Association of University Women says cultivating and encouraging girls' interests in science at a young age is necessary to have a more balanced ratio in the STEM career field.
It's critical. It's a critical part of, you know, the brain development. It's critical for the beginnings of, you know, your gender identity and your sexuality. And what we see at this time is that girls seem to steer away from math and science. And part of that is a response to some biases, spoken or unspoken, that women aren't as good as boys and men at fields that are mathematically demanding.
Hill says in order to get rid of those biases, parents and teachers must work to support girls' interests in science and help them develop spatial skills that will come in handy by the time they reach the college level. Johnson says with the strong response to the camp in its first year, the school will continue hosting it in the future. Olivia says she hasn't decided yet, but is considering going into a hard science when she gets older. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.